可以在这个时刻，我们可以尝到那天上的味道，过那在地如同在天的生活。
Because in this moment, in this place, we can have a taste of heaven. So our life on earth will be as if we are in heaven.
啊，就好像我刚才在这个歌声当中一样啊。
Just like in the song.
啊，我们今天一起来读一处经文，是在马太福音九章十四节到十四七节。我们大家可以看到这个投影。
Today's scripture is from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 14 to 17.
好，我们看到我们可以一起来读马太福音九章十四节到十七节。
Let's read them together. Matthew chapter 9, verse 14 to 17.
好，十四节起。那时，约翰的门徒来见耶稣，说：我们和法利赛人常常进食，你们的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？耶稣对他们说：新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要进食。Go next.Hey Jack, go next slide. Okay. There's no way to go next slide. Okay. 好，那我来把这个经文给大家来读一下。
Okay, let me read the remaining verses to you.
啊，大家如果手中有圣经，可以看手中的圣经；如果手中没有圣经，可以来听我给大家来读一下。
If you brought your Bible, you can.Read your Bible. If not, you can listen to me.
马太福音九章十四节到十七节，十四节，那时约翰的门徒来见耶稣，说：我们和法利赛人常常进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？耶稣对他们说：新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要进食。没有人把新布补在旧衣服上，因为所补上的反带坏了那衣服，破的就更大了。也没有人把新酒装在皮带里，若是这样，皮带就裂开，酒漏出来，连皮带也坏了。唯独把新酒装在新皮袋里，两样就都保全了。我们今天还是继续来看马太福音的经文。
Today we continue our study of the Gospel of Matthew.
那么在我们上一次的主日信息当中，我们看到耶稣呼召税吏马太。
In last week's message, we saw how Jesus called Matthew.
我们知道啊。税吏在以色列人心中是非常非常糟糕的人，非常坏的人，是罪人。
Matthew was a tax collector, and at the time, for the Israelites, those tax collectors were among the worst.
但是耶稣却呼召这样的罪人来跟从他。
Yet Jesus called such a sinner to follow him.
然后马太听到耶稣的呼召，马太立刻就起来跟从耶稣，当然也离开他这个税吏的这个职业。
Upon hearing the calling of Jesus, Matthew immediately stood up and followed Jesus, and he left his old job of tax collecting.
然后当天晚上马太就把他以前的这个税吏的同事和朋友都邀请到家里来，然后让他们来见耶稣。当天晚上在马太的家里也有丰盛的宴席。
In the evening, Matthew called all his friends and his colleagues, and he prepared a banquet to celebrate.
然后圣经是这样这样记载，在马太福音九章十一到十三节。
In Matthew chapter 9, verse 11 to 13, the Bible tells us.
啊，我大家读一下。法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说：我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。”这句话的意思你们且去揣摩，我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。然后在这里我们看到耶稣说他来就是为了这些罪人而来。
And here we can see that Jesus said he came to call sinners to repentance.
然后当然那些法利赛人，就是那些自以为义的那些法利赛人，是非常讨厌耶稣这样做。
Of course, the self-righteous Pharisees, they hated Jesus for doing this.
我们今天一开始所读的经文就是告诉我们，法利赛人和施洗约翰的门徒，他们再一次来质问耶稣，为什么你的门徒不禁食？
The verses we first read told us that the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist, they came to Jesus and asked,Why don't you and your disciples fast?
那么在马太福音只是记载了施洗约翰的门徒来问耶稣，为什么你的门徒不禁食。
In Matthew's account, the question was asked only by the disciples of John the Baptist.
那么在路加和马可福音的记载却是告诉我们，那个时候其实是两种人一起来问耶稣，就是法利赛人和施洗约翰的门徒。
From Mark and Luke's account, we know that actually the Pharisees came together with the disciples of John the Baptist to ask Jesus this question.
我们首先来看什么叫禁食，就是禁止的禁，禁食。
First, let's see what is fast.
那么在旧约圣经告诉我们，以色列人在什么情况下禁食呢？就是当他们畏罪、忧伤、痛悔的时候，先知告诉他们，你们可以禁食。
From the Old Testament, we know when the Israelites fast. The prophets told them, when you repent of your sins, when you grieve for your sins, you should fast.
其实这也是非常正常的。当一个人心里非常忧伤痛苦的时候，他可能就失去了食欲，他也不会想吃饭，他心里太难受了。而这个难受是为他自己的罪，或者为别人的罪，他国家民族的罪而忧伤而痛苦，他不想吃饭。
That's actually quite normal for when one is in sorrow, when one grieves for his or her sins, and he doesn't really have any desire to eat, and because he's overtaken by grief, it's either for his own sin or for the sin of his nation.
但是我们有必要要指出的是，在旧约的律法当中，摩西从来没有作为律法来规定以色列人要禁食。
But it's necessary for us to point out that it's not stipulated by the laws given by Moses.
那么在圣经中我们可以看见还有另外一个时刻人们也会禁食。
And from the Bible we can see that there is another occasion where people fast.
那么当摩西看见以色列人犯罪得罪神，在拜金牛犊拜偶像的时候，
When Moses saw the Israelites sin against God, worshipping the golden calf.
那么这时候摩西对以色列人说，我因为你们就在耶和华面前四十昼夜不吃不喝为你们祈祷。
Moses told the Israelites, because of you, I fast before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights praying for you.
我们会看见摩西他会禁食祷告。
And we could see that Moses fasted and prayed.
是出于什么原因呢？出于爱的原因，他爱以色列人。
Why? It's out of his love to the Israelites.
他一方面为以色列人所犯的罪而忧伤，一方面他又爱这样的一群人，他不愿意上帝的审判临到这群人，他来到上帝面前苦苦的哀求四十昼夜，哀求上帝怜悯这样一群犯罪的以色列人。
On the one hand, he grieved over the sins committed by the Israelites. On the other hand, because of his love for them, he came to God and prayed for them for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking.
那么在旧约以赛亚书还有一处经文谈到了禁食。
In Old Testament book Isaiah, it also mentioned about fasting.
我给大家读一下，大家可以看到这个投影，这个大屏幕。
It's in Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 7. I can read them to you.
我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他们遮体，顾惜自己的骨肉而不遮藏吗？而不掩藏吗？这是在以赛亚书谈到禁食。什么是禁食？
So this is the account of fasting in the book of Isaiah.
大家可以看到这个投影，可以看到这个大屏幕。
And you can see the transparency.
那么什么是禁食呢？就是说，简单的说，就是当你看到别人没有饭吃的时候，你自己也吃不下饭。
Then what is fasting? To put it simply, when you see other people having nothing to eat, then you don't want to eat.
你愿意把自己的食物拿出去给这些没有饭吃的人、饥饿的人吃。
You are willing to offer your own food to those who are hungry.
当你看见那些漂流在外面的人在冰雪的天气当中睡在马路上，你自己也吃不下饭。
When you see the wandering people who sleep in the street, and you don't want to eat.
然后你把这样的人邀请到自己的家中，或者为他们安排住宿，这叫禁食。
You invite those people in, or you arrange for their lodging. That is the meaning of fast.
所以禁食成了一种爱的表达。
So fasting is an expression of love.
所以也就是说，我们愿意牺牲自己的食物、自己的时间，来让别人得到富足。
It means we are willing to sacrifice our time and our food so we can help others.
那么，当然，圣经中也让我们看到，后来那些假冒为善的人，他们也禁食，但是他们的禁食跟圣经的教导是完全不一样的。
Of course, the Bible also showed us those hypocrites, they also practice fasting, yet their fasting is different from the true fasting.
他们的禁食不是因为为罪忧伤痛悔。
When they fast, it's not out of grief for sins.
也不是因为爱人、爱上帝的原因。
It's also not out of their love for other people or for God.
他们把禁食、祷告甚至奉献这些非常好的行为变成了一种表演。
They treat fasting, praying, or even offering as a show.
耶稣警告我们，告诫我们，当我们来禁食、祷告、奉献的时候，不要像那些文士和法利赛人。
Jesus warned us, when we practice fasting, praying, or making offering, do not follow the example of those hypocrites.
不要故意在人的面前来表演，希望大家把掌声称赞归给我们。
Do not do them in front of people, hoping that they will applaud us.
这就是文士和法利赛人所做的，他们在偷窃本来应该属于上帝的荣耀。
That's what the scribes and the Pharisees did, and they tried to steal the glory of God.
所以他们会有禁食，会有祷告，会有奉献，但是呢，完全已经背离了这后面真正的意义。
So even though they practice fasting, praying, and making offering, yet they departed from the original meaning of those practices.
所以耶稣说这些假冒为善的人是这样说他们。
That's why Jesus called them hypocrites.
假冒为善的人呐，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。这个经文在这个投影上面，大家可以看到。 好，还有另外一处经文，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到这个投影。在马太福音23章23节，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，而律法上更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。你们这瞎眼领路的，蒙虫你们就滤出来，骆驼你们倒吞下去。所以耶稣就指出文士法利赛人他们这些本来应该是很好的行为，比如说禁食、祷告、奉献等等这样的一些行为。
So we can see that on multiple occasions Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees even though what they practice on the surface are good things fasting, praying and making offering.
但是上帝主耶稣对他们说，你们做这些完全没有意义已经背离了这里面真正的含义。
Yet Jesus told them, what you practice is meaningless, for you departed from the original meaning.
真正重要的事情你们都不去做，相反去做一些事情。
What's truly important, you don't practice, yet you just follow those outward behaviors.
所以真正的禁食，我们刚才谈到，一个是为罪忧伤痛悔的时候。
So, we've already talked about it. The true fasting has to be out of your grief for sin or your love for other people.
那么但是文士和法利赛人却把禁食当作一种表演，也变成一种抬高自己甚至贬低别人的一种方法。
Yet the scribes and the Pharisees, they treat fasting as a show to elevate themselves and put down others.
耶稣曾经说过一个比喻，我给大家来读一下，在路加福音18章9至14节。
Jesus once told a parable. It's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. Let me read it to you.
大家可以看到这个投影。路加福音18章9至14节，九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食2次，凡我所得的都捐上1/10。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人，我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人更算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。这里我们看见文士和法利赛人他们那种禁食奉献，结果让他们成为他们一种抬高自己的一种手段。
Here we can see that the fasting and making offering of the scribes and the Pharisees is but a means for them to elevate themselves.
他们甚至通过这种方式去贬低别人，去藐视别人。
They even use that practice to put others down.
所以我们会看见文士和法利赛人的他们这种禁食也好，祷告也好，我们会看见他们根本不是因为自己的罪忧伤痛悔。
So we can see that for the scribes and the Pharisees, they fast not out of grief for their own sins.
也不是出于真正爱上帝、爱别人的心。
It's also not out of their love toward God or toward other people.
而是他们的眼光只是看在自己身上，我要通过这种方式得荣耀。
Their eyes were on themselves. They tried to gain glory through their practice.
我要通过这种方式来抬高我自己，把自己表演成一个好像很虔诚的人，很高尚的人。
They tried to exalt themselves to show that they are pious.
所以这当然是上帝所非常不喜悦的。
Of course, that's not pleasing to God.
那么我们也一开始我们也谈到，是施洗约翰的门徒和文士和法利赛人他们一起来质问耶稣，你的门徒为什么不禁食。
We mentioned that both the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees and scribes, they came together to Jesus to ask, why don't you and your disciples fast?
那么我们刚才所谈到的就是那些错误的禁食、祷告和敬拜，我们都是谈到那些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人。
And we mentioned the wrong way of fasting, which was practiced by the scribes and the Pharisees.
那么对于施洗约翰的门徒，他们可能是不一样。
The disciples of John the Baptist were probably different.
啊，我们知道施洗约翰那时候已经被关到监狱里去了。那时候施洗约翰的门徒那时候已经没有了老师，他们可能有些困惑，有些迷惑，关于一些问题。
We know that at the time John the Baptist has already been imprisoned, so probably his disciples felt lost. They had a lot of questions.
啊，他们可能真的是诚心诚意来到耶稣面前问。啊，就是为什么我们和法利赛人禁食，你的门徒却不禁食？他们真的可能是很想知道答案，为什么会这样
？They probably came to Jesus with sincere questions. They really wanted to know why Jesus and his disciples didn't fast.
那这个问题其实是两个问题，一个问题就是说，为什么我们和法利赛人禁食？为什么？我们为什么要禁食？
They actually had two questions. The first was, why do we and the Pharisees fast?
那么第二个问题就是为什么耶稣门徒你们不禁食
？The second question was that why don't you and your disciples fast?
其实在耶稣所给的答案当中，他两个问题都回答了。
And Jesus answered both questions.
那么耶稣说什么呢？就说当陪伴的人跟新郎在一起的时候，当然不需要禁食了。
And Jesus said when his friends were with the bridegroom, they don't need to fast.
但是当这个陪伴的人新郎离开了他们，那个时候他们就要禁食了。
Once the bridegroom departed from his friends, then they need to fast.
所以耶稣用这个比喻，事实上非常有智慧地回答了这两个问题：为什么你们要禁食？因为新郎离开了我们。为什么可以不禁食呢？因为新郎和我们在一起。
So through this parable, Jesus wisely answered both questions. Why do you need to fast? Because the bridegroom has already departed. And why don't I and my disciples fast? Because the bridegroom is still with his friends.
我们等一下会继续来思考这句话到底是什么意思。
And we will continue to think about the meaning of Jesus' answers.
但是首先我们要知道，耶稣和他的门徒并不是不禁食。
But first, we need to understand that it's not that Jesus and his disciples don't want to fast at all.
我们都知道耶稣曾经禁食40昼夜在旷野当中。
We all know that Jesus once fasted for 40 days in the desert.
耶稣常常的祷告，而且是一个人独自到山上去祷告，有的时候是整夜的祷告。
And Jesus prayed very often. He often go up the mountain to pray by himself, sometimes through the night.
那么耶稣和他的门徒跟法利赛人不同是什么呢？就是他们不把禁食和祷告当作一种表演。
Yet the difference between Jesus and his disciples and the scribes and the Pharisees is that they don't treat fasting as a show.
我们不妨来试想一下那天晚上的那个到底发生了什么，那个情景是怎样。
Let's try to imagine the scene of that night.
那一天是税吏马太被主耶稣呼召的那一天。
On that day, the tax collector Matthew was called by Jesus.
毫无疑问，税吏马太那一天心里非常的喜乐，因为他终于可以不再被这个罪和捆绑，被自己的私欲捆绑，他终于可以来跟从主耶稣基督。
Without a question, that must have been a very happy day for Matthew, for he no longer is under the bondage of sin and his flesh.He got to follow Jesus.
然后他非常的高兴，然后他就告诉他那些同事，你们今天晚上都来我家，我要开一个 party.
So he's overjoyed, and he invited all his colleagues, the fellow tax collectors, saying, come to my house, I'll have a big party tonight.
人家就说什么 party 啊，这个 party 是为什么要有个 party?
And they asked him, why do you have a party?
你要说我辞职了，我很高兴，我要开个 party。
And he said, I resigned. I'm so happy, so that's why I want to have a party.
那么当然，他的同事当中，一定是会有一些非常贪财的人。那么只有贪财的人才会去当税吏，对不对
？And without a question, there must have been some money-loving tax collectors, who are Matthew's friends.
然后这些贪财的人听见。马太这样邀请他们，他们就会说：“你是不是脑袋出问题了？这么赚钱的工作你不做，你要辞职，到底发生了什么
？”For those money-loving tax collectors, when they received the invitation, they must have told Matthew, "What's wrong with you? Why do you want to give up such a lucrative lucrative career.
这个钱来得这么容易，这么好的职业你都不要做，谁把你变成这个样子的？
And it's so easy to make money doing tax collecting, and why do you want to give it up?
哦，耶稣啊，你让我们今天晚上去见这一个耶稣。
And you want us to go and see Jesus?
啊，我才不要见耶稣，我还是留在这里回来赚钱，我才不要去见那个什么耶稣。
I don't want to go see Jesus. I just want to keep on doing what I'm doing to make money.
啊，免得他在你身上做的事情也做在我身上，我不要这样，我还要继续留在这里来赚钱。
Just in case what happened to you happened to me as well, for I want to continue to make money.
所以这些人一定不会接受马太的邀请，不会去参加这个 party。
So those people won't accept the invitation. They wouldn't be at the party.
他们对耶稣没有兴趣。
For they are not interested in Jesus.
但是在马太的这些同事当中，一定还有另外一些人，他们跟马太一样。
Yet among his fellow tax collectors, there must have been another kind of people. They are just like Matthew.
他们一边当着税吏，一边大把大把的挣钱，但是一边心里也非常的痛苦。
Even though they were they were tax collectors and they were making a lot of money, yet in their hearts they have their sorrow.
因为他们知道自己是被这种自己的私欲、贪婪这种罪所捆绑，他们也知道他们在所有人眼中他们是何等败坏的罪人。
For they knew they were sinners. They knew they were under the bondage of their own evil desires and their own sins.
但是他们自己没有力量，就像以前的马太那样，他没有力量去摆脱这种生活，他们就被这种不喜欢，他们自己不喜欢的生活捆绑在其中。
Yet they were powerless and they couldn't get out of their old life all by themselves.
然后他们今天接到了马太的邀请，马太说，我今天碰到了一个人，这个人救了我。
And on that day, when they received Matthew's invitation, when they hear Matthew said, today I'm saved by this person.
啊，你们愿不愿意来看这个叫耶稣的人，这个拯救我的人？
Do you want to come and see Jesus, my Savior?
那么那些第二种人，就是那些也在罪中捆绑挣扎的人，他们听到这样的消息，他们当然开心了。他们说，啊，我今天晚上要去，我要去见这一位救主，拯救你的这位救主，我要去见他。
And for the second type who are struggling with their sins, when they receive the invitation, they must be very happy as well. They would say, yes, I'll come. I want to see your Savior.
所以那天晚上在这个 party 当中是一群怎样的人呢？
So on that night, those people in the party, what kind of people are they?
圣经说是罪人和税吏。
And the Bible tells us it's sinners and tax collectors.
但是我们可以很清楚地看见，是一群愿意来见耶稣的，愿意悔改，愿意得蒙拯救的罪人和税吏。
And we can see very clearly that those sinners and tax collectors were willing to repent, were willing to be saved by Jesus.
然后耶稣也说，他来到这个世界上就是为这群人来的。
Jesus said it himself, he came to call sinners to repentance.
他就是来找这样的人，这样的人也在找他。
He came looking for this kind of people, and those people are looking for him as well.
在那天晚上，他们相遇了。
So on that night, they met.
那是一个怎样的夜晚？那一定是一个非常喜乐的夜晚。
So what a night! It must be a very joyous occasion.
所以耶稣甚至用婚宴来形容那个晚上，是一个喜乐的晚上。
Jesus even described that evening, as a wedding banquet.
我们大家有没有人参加过婚宴，婚礼的宴席？
Have you ever gone to a wedding banquet?
啊，都有人参加哈，我也参加。我相信我们在婚礼的宴席上，我们都很开心，我们为这一对新人而感到喜悦。哦，他们终于彼此找到了对方啊，我们为他们感到开心，为他们喜悦。
I've been to some wedding banquets as well. In a wedding banquet.You will feel happy to the newlywed, and they finally find each other, and you are happy for them.
如果试想一下，在这个喜乐的婚宴的当中，有一个人站起来。
Let's imagine in this happy wedding banquet if one person just stood up.
指着那个新郎新娘说：“你们今天为什么穿这么漂亮？”
And he pointed at the newlyweds and said, "Why do you dress so fancy today?"
你看我穿这么朴素。
You see, I dress so plainly.
你为什么要穿这么漂亮？我很生气。
Why do you dress fancy? I'm so angry.
啊，你们为什么在这里大吃大喝？这样的开心快活，我很生气。
Why do you eat and drink and make merry? I'm so angry.
你看我每天拼命的省钱省钱，你看我都吃的是什么？你们为什么要吃这些？
And every day I try to save money. See what kind of food I eat, and you are feasting here.
如果婚礼当中有这样的一个人，我们会看这个人怎么样呢？这个人他关不关心这些喜乐的人？
If somebody behaved in this way at a wedding banquet, then we can we tell whether he actually cares about those people at the banquet?
完全不关心。
Of course he doesn't.
他只关心他自己。
He only cares about himself.
啊，这就是这些来指责耶稣的这些法利赛人，甚至他们当中也有施洗约翰的门徒。
That's the behavior of the scribes and the Pharisees who scolded Jesus and his disciples.
那么圣经告诉我们，当我们真正认识耶稣的时候，我们才能够明白什么是爱。
The Bible tells us only when we know Jesus, then we can understand what true love is.
啊，圣经让我们要能够与哀哭的人同哭，与那喜乐的人同喜乐。
The Bible tells us to cry with the sorrowful and sing with the joyous.
Yeah. 那么我们可以问一下自己，如果我们看见有一个人，哇，他买乐透奖，哇，中了大奖$1,000,000。
We can ask ourselves, what if somebody win the lottery?
然后很多钱，然后我们为他高兴啊，感谢神，你那么多年贫穷的日子终于结束了，我心里为你高兴。
And we may say, oh, I'm so happy for you. Now you are no longer poor.
我们可能会看见有些人一直在这个苦难当中突然有一天有一个人帮助了他，解决他的问题。
And we can see some people, they endured suffering for a long time. And one day, their problems were finally solved.
然后我们跟这个人可能也是同样在苦难当中，可能同样也经历很多痛苦的事情。
Maybe we went through similar sufferings for a long time.
但是我们看见，哇，他被祝福了，他被改变了，而我还没有。
And when we see that, this person's helped and he's out of the suffering, yet I'm still in my own suffering.
这个时候我们可以为他高兴吗？
Then can I feel happy for him?
圣经让我们还是要为这样的人感到喜乐，要与喜乐的人同喜乐。
The Bible tells them to be happy with the joyous.
如果你根本不关心别人，你不在乎别人，你不可能与喜乐的人同喜乐。有的时候，别人的喜乐会加重你心里的那种愤恨。
If you don't care about other people, then it's hard for you to be happy with them when they are happy. And sometimes when you see them being happy, it actually creates bitterness in your heart.
其实第二种现象，我们相信我们更常见，就是很多的时候，人们会看见别人的喜乐，他心里没有喜乐，他心里反而有更多的苦毒出现。
And more often, when people see other people being happy, they actually have bitterness in their own heart.
但这里我们还想到另外一面，我们能不能与忧伤的人一起忧伤呢？
Now, it also reminds us, can we grieve with those who are grieving?
我们常常说，这跟我有什么关系？他流落街头是因为他蠢，他笨，他懒，跟我有什么关系？
Sometimes we say, what does he have anything to do with me? If he's living on the street, it's because he's lazy and he's stupid. It has nothing to do with me.
他有这样的一个生活他这是他自己选的嘛这是路是他自己走的他的孩子是这个样子，那是他的日子，他的人生，跟我有什么关系？
And we said, He chose his own lifestyle. That's his own choice. It has nothing to do with me.
我印象很深的，有一次在一次查基督徒的查经聚会当中，我们在碰到一件事情。
And one time at a Bible study, we encountered one problem.
那么那个时候有一个很著名的一个传道人，他的妻子逝世了。那么这个传道人是被很多基督徒所喜爱、所尊重的传道人。
At the time, a very well-respected preacher, his wife just passed away.
那么那个时候就是有一个朋友就说让我们大家都真实一点不要那么虚伪。
And a friend said, let's be true to ourselves and don't be a hypocrite.
啊，你真的为这位牧师的太太去世，你真的那么难过吗？你真的觉得那么忧伤吗？
His wife passed away. Are you truly feel sorrow for him?
啊，你不要那样虚伪。其实你那种心里的痛苦，还不如你感觉到自己的牙疼那样痛苦。
Don't pretend the amount of pain you feel is less than when you have a toothache.
我听到这样的话，我觉得我不知道怎样说。
When I hear that, I don't know how to answer.
但是可能真的很多人这样想，啊，怎么别人的痛苦，那我的痛苦才是最重要的，啊，我的一个牙疼比别人死了妻子更加重要。
Probably many people think that way. My toothache is more important than other people losing their spouse.
很多人说，啊，这就是事实嘛，啊，不要装得那么虚伪，不要那么伪善嘛。哎，我告诉你，你的牙疼，你才会真正的疼。别人死妻子、死太太、死孩子，啊，跟你有什么关系
？And some people say, don't pretend. When you have a toothache, that's true pain to you. When other people loses their spouses, their children, that has nothing to do with you.
我觉得最可怕的一点是什么呢
？And I feel that what's most horrible is that.
因为这样的人，他觉得全世界人都是这样的，他认为大家心里都是这样的，跟他的想法是一样。
Those people think everyone in this world is like them.
我觉得真的是很可怕，但是事实上我知道，许许多多的人不是这样的，许许多多的人看别人的痛苦，看别人的苦难，甚至超过看自己的痛苦，看自己的苦难。
So that's a truly terrible thought. Yet I know not everyone thinks like them. And a lot of people, they consider other people's pain as truly painful. Even more painful than their own.
那么有一些人真正信靠认识神的人啊，他们人生中可能也经历很多的挫折和苦难，但是却没有什么人知道，因为他们总是很喜乐、很感恩、很有信心地活在世人面前。
For those who truly put their trust in the Lord, maybe they went through a lot of pain and suffering in their lives. Yet other people may not know, for they always are joyous.
但是他看见别人身上经历一些事情的时候，他真的会觉得啊很痛苦，啊，相反比为自己而感到更加的痛苦。
Yet when they see other people going through suffering, they could feel other people's pain. It's even more painful to them than their own.
这就是主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督就是这样的。
And that's a perfect description of Jesus Christ.
那么，耶稣回答啊这些提问题的人，就是回答他们。主耶稣是这样说，马太福音九章十五节。
So in answering them, Jesus said in Matthew 9:15,
耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要进食。
And Jesus said to them, Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast.
那么当施洗约翰的门徒听见耶稣这样讲的时候，他们一定想起施洗约翰曾经讲过一句话。
When the disciples of John the Baptist heard Jesus saying that, they must have remembered what John the Baptist told them.
那么施洗约翰所讲的这句话是记载在约翰福音三章二十九节到三十节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到这个投影。
We can see what John the Baptist said in John chapter 3 verse 29 and 30. Let me read them to you.
二十九节，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。那么这一段话是施洗约翰所说的，就是当人们告诉施洗约翰，哎，很多的人都去跟从了耶稣了，啊，有些人都离开你了，去跟从耶稣了。施洗约翰听到这样的话，施洗约翰讲出了刚才我们所念的话。
Those were the words of John the Baptist. It's after hearing from other people saying, "Oh, your disciples now all went and followed Jesus."
那么施洗约翰说，我心里很开心呐，因为这一位就是新郎， 啊，我是新郎的朋友，我听见新郎的声音我就很开心，然后我会衰微啊，这一位一定会兴旺。
And John the Baptist said, I'm happy for him, for he is the bridegroom, and I'm a friend of the bridegroom. He must increase, but I must decrease.
所以当主耶稣回答司徒约翰的门徒说啊，新郎跟陪伴的人在一起的时候，当主耶稣讲这样的话的时候，这个司徒约翰的门徒一下就想起他们的老师司徒约翰曾经说过的话，他们一下就知道，哦，耶稣就是那一位新郎，就是那一位从神来的我们的救主。
So when Jesus mentioned the bridegroom being with his friends, he must have reminded the disciples of John the Baptist of what John the Baptist said, and they would realize that Jesus is the bridegroom.
所以我们从耶稣的这种回答当中，我们知道上帝的智慧，以上帝的全知全能。
So from the answer of Jesus, we can see the wisdom of God. We can see the omnipresence of God.
啊，我们为什么要信实呢？我们是为罪忧伤痛悔，我们祈求上帝，你怜悯我，你不要离开我。这个时候我们会信实。
So why do we fast? It's to grieve over our sins. When we sin against God, we ask for God's forgiveness.
而当上帝就在我们当中与我们同行的时候，我们是罪人遇到了救主，救主找到了罪人，这是何等喜乐，何等美好的事情！但是那个时候，我们心里没有忧伤，没有痛苦。
When God is with us, the sinners found their Savior, for their Savior is among them, and then the sinners should be filled with joy.
那么当耶稣离开他的门徒的时候，也就是耶稣被钉在十字架上受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，后来升天的时候，离开他的门徒的时候，那个时候他的门徒会心里忧伤，会开始进食。
Yet when Jesus left his disciples, which means he's crucified and he's buried, and on the third day he's raised again and he went up to heaven, and from then on his disciples should fast.
所以耶稣不是说我们不要进食，耶稣说我们要知道在什么时候进食，什么时候不进食。耶稣是提醒我们什么是进食真正的意义。
So Jesus didn't say we don't fast, and in his answer he's actually telling us when we should fast and when we shouldn't, and he's also reminding us of the true meaning of fasting.
那我们简单来说，那么什么是旧衣服，什么是旧皮带呢？耶稣说不要把新布补在旧衣服上面，不要把新酒倒在旧皮带上面。
Then what are old garments and what are old wineskins? For Jesus told us, do not pour new wine into old wineskins.
啊，我们当然知道这是一个比喻，新布新酒啊，是比喻从耶稣那里来的一个新的生命或者新的恩典啊，新的拯救。
We know it's a parable. Jesus is using this parable to show us that the new cloth and the new wine is the new salvation coming from Jesus.
那么那个旧的是什么呢？旧的就是指那些文士和法利赛人，那些旧的禁食祷告，或者简单的说那种旧的那种宗教体系或者宗教礼仪。
And what is the old? The old is what the scribes and the Pharisees practice. It refers to the old rituals of religious practice.
啊，那么他们这种在这种旧的这种宗教体系或者是宗教礼仪当中，他们其实已经背离了上帝的心意，走得越来越远。
So in the old religious system, in the old religious rituals,They actually departed from the original meaning of God, and they went farther and farther away from God.
上帝本来是喜悦人通过禁食祷告，通过奉献让人能够越来越爱上帝，能够越来越爱别人，越来越能够敬畏神，也尊敬人。
It was pleasing to God that through fasting, through making offerings, and people will come closer to God, and they will.Be filled with love to God and toward other people.
但是在那种旧的法利赛人文士的那种旧的宗教礼仪当中，宗教形式当中，他们没有变成这样的人，他们相反变成了一个离上帝越来越远，越来越不看上帝，越来越看自己，然后也越来越不爱人，越来越骄傲，越来越贬低别人，成为一个这样的人。
Yet in the old religious system, those scribes and Pharisees, they didn't become God-loving through their practices. On the contrary, through their religious practices, they became more and more arrogant, and instead of loving other people and loving God, they just loved themselves.
所以他们没有成为上帝的门徒，耶稣的门徒，他们最后成为什么呢？成为魔鬼的跟从者。耶稣说他们是魔鬼之子。
So they didn't become the followers of Christ, they became the followers of the devil. And that's why Jesus called them sons of the devil.
所以新的跟旧的是没有办法调和的，新酒要装在新皮带当中。
So the new and the old cannot be reconciled together. New wine has to be put into new wineskins.
这些我看过一个比喻，我觉得说得很好，就谈到这些文士和法利赛人，他们问耶稣，你的门徒为什么不禁食？
About the scribes and the Pharisees asking Jesus why he and his disciples don't fast, I read a parable which is very fitting.
那么禁食本来是一件很好的事情，他问耶稣的门徒，你为什么不禁食？那么这些文士和法利赛人，他们就好像一些唱歌的歌手。
Fasting is a good practice. Yet when the scribes and the Pharisees asking Jesus why didn't he fast, they were like singers.
我有时候会看一些电视节目，一些歌唱比赛，有些歌手在上面唱歌。
Sometimes I enjoy the TV programs about singing competitions.
说 enjoy 啊，我有时候会看啊。那么那个有的歌手哇很厉害，他是说你怎么样可以达高分，怎么样可以评委给你打高分，你要飙高音，你要唱很高。
And some singers say to score really high, then you have to sing very high notes.
然后变身呐，不停的转调变身呐，各种炫耀技巧。Show off.
You have to sing company in balance.
就是要炫耀你的各种技巧。
You have to show off your skills.
啊，这时候你会有高分。
That's how you score high scores.
啊，人们说哇，唱得真好。
Then people would say, oh, what a good singing skill.
哎，但后来说这歌到底唱了什么呢？
Then what are their songs about?
啊，我不知道，但他唱得好。
I don't know, but I think they sing really well.
你问这个唱歌的人，啊，你刚才唱的那么感动，那个歌到底要表达什么呢？你要在唱什么呢？
If you ask the singer, your song was very moving, then what exactly are you trying to express?
那个唱歌的人说，哎呀，我不知道，但是我知道这样会得高分。
The singer would answer, I don't know, I just want to score high points.
这是旧皮带，这是旧衣服。
And that'sOld garment, and that's old wineskins.
耶稣说，这些东西要拿掉。
And Jesus said, remove them.
要有新的生命活出来。
You need to live out a new life.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
我们不要活在旧的生命当中，不要活在那种旧的以自我为中心的那种信仰生活当中。
We don't want to live in our old life, in our old self-centered life.
我们愿意得到那新的生命。
We want to gain the new life.
我们今天愿意向主耶稣基督来打开我们的心门。
Today we are willing to open our hearts.
改变我们的生命，让我们能够成为一个新造的人。
Change our lives to be a new creation.
让主耶稣基督的生命能够在我们的生命当中能够成长，也能够流淌出来。
May the life of Jesus Christ grow up in our life and flow out.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好。